what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Greetings, greetings, Merry Christmas, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Batman wishing you season's greetings from Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles to my right, the always irrepressible J-Man.
Hola and ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas to one and all over the world listening. How's your Christmas going so far, Batman?
I'll tell you what, Jay. I am in a good mood. I am full of the Christmas cheer. This is one of the smoothest and most relaxing Christmases I've had in years. Everything is just, well, it couldn't have been any better. It's gone down as planned with no wrenches.
That is fantastic. May not make for as great a radio as the opposite could have, but...
No, I know.
I'm actually happy. I'm actually happy for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. Had to work 11 to 8 yesterday. I shut things down early at the beer mine. Wasn't going that last hour. So, and then made it over to my family's soiree, where I'll tell you what, Jay, being a Mahoney is no fun when you're sober. When you get to a party where the rest of the Mahonies have been partying it up for, 4 hours.
No, I bet not.
You don't realize.
Sometimes it's, being the only sober one there means that you can mess with people.
Yeah, but it also is kind of like a mirror that allows you to recognize how obnoxious you are some of these times.
Well, that is a bit of a negative, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's kind of a it's like the ghost of the Christmas near future, because that's how you're going to be in just a couple hours.
Oh, let me tell you, it was the ghost of mirror. It was the mirror of ghost past, because I know I've been like that many times. One of my usually, slightly tipsy but staid brothers, he was on a roll last night, let me tell you. And he was still threatening to go to midnight mass, which my son and I tried to talk him out of.
Well, that's a new one. You're the one trying to talk someone else out of something.
Yeah, but not on religious reasons for once. This was for his public image reason. But nonetheless, swell, which our Christmas Day in my family, because everyone, so many brothers and sisters with so many husbands and wives and children scattered about the country. We're a productive family with many wives and husbands.
Yeah.
So we
like the Romneys.
Yeah, exactly. Only without the morality.
Yeah, except that nobody was drunk and having fun at the Romney Christmas
party. Exactly. So we always do our big Christmas thing on Christmas Eve, and last night was it, and it was very nice. And then afterwards, Rhino was there while I was at work, and then I picked him up, and I spent some time over there, and then we went home and had a wonderful time with him and his mom, including this morning. Who even made breakfast?
What'd she make?
Oh, she made a nice breakfast casserole, egg, mushroom, cheese, bread, and sausage.
Wow. I had Frosted Flakes for breakfast.
Well, and then let me tell you what, Jay, we all got up at 7, because I spend the night there on Christmas Eve. There was no crying. There was no, this is all your fault. We had breakfast. We cleaned up the house after we gave Rhino his presents and exchanged presents ourselves. And I was out there at 9:30, and they got ready to go to church and then on to her family's. And she even gave me a hug.
Oh, very sweet.
Yeah.
Very sweet. Well, that's outstanding. That's one for the record books right there.
I know. And then I'll tell you what, you know, even though Mikey's, you know, he considers himself a Christian, we all know him to be a fiduciary Jew. I wanted to give Rhino $100 this year because he's really stepped it up academically. And oddly enough, Mike gave me $100 on Friday, so it all worked out.
There you go.
So I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop. And that other shoe might be Schmoop because we're both off all day today, and Lord knows what's going to happen there.
Yeah. Could be. I can't hear the music in the background. What happened to the music?
Well, we had it up to where you could hear it maybe, but it was really disturbing me.
Oh, okay. you were easily distracted there.
I am easily distracted.
Well, I want to say Merry Christmas to the guests in the chat room and Merry Christmas to the guests who were in the chat room who left.
Yes.
Just leave the chat room while Matt is going through his very, very happy Christmas story. That's just uncalled for right there.
Well, much like you, that's probably not what they wanted to hear.
No, well, except unlike them, I'm happy for you.
I know you are. They were expecting a NASCAR race. They were waiting for that wreck in turn 3.
Yep. All right, so it is Christmas Day, and as you would expect, I have the fan on, and it's sunny and 50 degrees here.
Well, I'll tell you, well, Jay, you usually have that over us, but I'll tell you what, today here in Bagwine, in Ohio, it is mostly sunny, and we're expecting a high of 45.
Oh, man, this is really quite warm for us for this time of year. We would normally be much colder. We even had a white Christmas just, I think, 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I can't remember a Christmas like this in Ohio. I mean, it's not bitterly cold this time of year, usually around 30 or so. We're about 15 degrees above normal.
Yeah, I did Christmas in Dayton in 2004, mm-hmm. and it was a white Christmas.
It was
cold, and it was a special kind of cold. I've never done Christmas that far north, and it's really not that much further north than I am if you look at the map. But that was a different kind of cold right there.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
In fact, here in Ohio right now, I've got people walking by my window. I can see them. They're in Hawaiian shirts singing Kule Malaki, or however it goes, you know what song.
Well, as I'm trying to get my little buddy Jeanette to call in, and she was going to call in via Google, but she doesn't have her headset microphone. She left it at work.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, women have excuses, and I have heard them all.
You You know where she probably left her headset microphone? In one of Dana's accounting meetings. That's where she left it.
One of Dana's mythical accounting meetings. That's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, either that or over at Grandma's, where every woman I've ever asked out just happened to have to be going to Grandma's that weekend.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what. And if she did, that headset is sitting on Grandma's table, and Grandma is trying to shoot the TV remote at it, trying to get it to come on.
Or she's putting it on every few minutes and saying, I don't hear anything.
Lord hope she doesn't try to plug it into an outlet.
Uh-huh.
Shout out
to Jeanette anyway.
Okay.
Nice try. She says she'll give it out next weekend. We'll see.
Yeah, that's good. Well, most
our usual Saturday night show means noon Sunday her time, so that would work out.
Yeah. Well, most of my Christmas activities have already taken place, but you probably got a big day ahead of you.
Well, we've done most of the Christmas stuff, and all we got left is the Christmas dinner this evening. And and we're going to watch Scrooge, the 1970 version of A Christmas Carol, the musical version with Albert Finney.
I love Albert Finney.
He is great in it. It's a tremendous version of A Christmas Carol. We watched A Muppet Christmas Carol yesterday.
Yes, you told me about that.
And we also watched A Tuna Christmas yesterday, which is Christmas tradition to watch A Tuna Christmas on Christmas Eve.
Very good. So,
and did you have any shout-outs you wanted to do?
Actually several. Like I said, to Drive By Mikey, who allowed me to do some things this Christmas. To my son, who I guess was very well behaved while I was not there yesterday.
Huh?
And to my best Christmas present of all, the Schmoofster, who I will be spending the entire day off with today.
That's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
That's sweet. Merry Christmas to the Schmoopster. She's wonderful.
Yes.
We all love her.
Mm-hmm.
And Merry Christmas to Dr. Mike, who's now in the chat room and just tweeted
the show out.
So, Merry Christmas to him. He's spending the day on call in case anybody's in need of life-saving help. He'll be there for them.
There you go.
Because he's a real doctor.
Yes.
Unlike, say, I don't know, I don't want to call anybody out, but say, Doc Knowles. Not a real doctor.
No. Whom I have a chance of catching in this week.
You got a shot. You got a shot at it.
I got a shot.
Even it up. It's going to be close. It's going to go down to the wire between you two.
Yeah, it is. But I have 2 weeks there, so we're fine. I'll tell you what, Jay.
Yeah.
I would like to give another shout out to everyone who came through the beer mine yesterday. If you saw my wallet right now, you would think I'm rich because this damn thing weighs 10 pounds. Because I swear to God, everyone who came through the beer mine yesterday gave me at least a $1 bill. It's like I was pole dancing last night. I bet I have $51 bills in my wallet right now.
You were shaking it for him.
I was working the money maker last night.
Outstanding. Well, you know, it's good to see the Christmas spirit, people.
Yeah.
People being happy and you know, doing nice things and trying to be nice to each other. That's
Yeah,
it'd be nice if they could do it year round, but you know.
Yeah. Kind of like what we posted on the website last Friday, which you can read at iwsradio.blogspot.com. Nice Christmas message.
Yep, and yesterday I tried 4 different times to link the blog to Facebook, and Facebook just wasn't having any of it yesterday.
No, actually, Jay, I tried to link it, 18 times. And I cuffed every damn time.
It just wasn't going to tolerate that for some reason.
Yeah, you know, and otherwise, during this Christmas, yesterday for about 18 minutes, I lost my Christmas spirit.
Because of Facebook, which I think Facebook takes a lot of people's Christmas spirit away every once in a while.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, and oh, there's Dana Lou. Merry Christmas to Dana Lou.
And to Dana Lou, we say.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right. So we got the big Christmas thing going here. Did you get anything special for Christmas? Or
oh my God!
Hand
Jay,
out
I'll
Christmas
tell you what.
Presents.
My family's big on gift cards, and Dr. Mike, if you want to turn the sound down for a little bit. We got Subway, we got Applebee's, we got Gordon Foods. Oh my God, we're going to weigh 300 pounds in about 2 weeks.
Dr. Mike is definitely going to suggest and recommend that you show restraint.
If we used every food gift card we got over Christmas, it's going to be ugly in about 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. Well, I tell you what, food gift cards are a surprisingly good Christmas present.
Well, they are.
You know, usually you think about like Target or Walmart, and that's good too. But I don't know, a little gift card to Pizza Hut or Subway or something like that, it's kind of a special little treat, you know?
Exactly.
No?
And I'll tell you what, it makes carrying all the stuff home a lot easier.
Just put your Christmas presents in your pocket and head to the house.
That's right. You know, it's kind of a double whammy because you don't have to do any exercise carrying all the packages up. You just put the food in your wallet, and then you go home, and then you go put the calories on.
Yeah, exactly. So, we want to let everybody know that the phone lines are open.
As they always are, even on Christmas Day, at 661-244-9852. Just call in. Tell us if you got any good Christmas memories or if you've had a nice Christmas, got anything nice for Christmas or anything silly.
Yep. I tell you, I got a couple of cool items for Christmas.
Really?
I got a watch. I'm a watch guy. I've got, I don't know how many watches. I mean, literally,
really?
I've got like 10 watches lying around. I think only one of them works right now. I mean, most of them, the batteries are dead. But but now I got a cool watch, and I got a Kindle. So
really? Who gave you the Kindle?
The J-Mom gave me a Kindle.
Uh-huh.
And so I can and the cool thing is that our library has just started offering e-books. And they are compatible with the Kindle, so I will be able to check out books via the library without having to go down there and deal with the the kids with the room temperature IQ who work there.
So what your mom actually gave you for Christmas was the ability to have even less human interaction.
Exactly. Exactly, and she was projecting a little there because that's exactly what she wants. And of course, she already had a Kindle. So, but anyway, so I've got the Kindle, and I'm gonna.
Oh wait! What did you say? She already had a Kindle?
She has a Kindle already. Yes.
So I'm thinking maybe she gave you her old one.
Oh no! No,
she,
no! No! No!
No!
No!
No!
No! No! No! No! No! Now, that would have actually been an okay move to make, but no, she didn't do that. It would have been unless she had bought herself a Kindle Fire, one of the really fancy schmancy color screen ones with the tablet and all that, and then said, oh, here's my old one, and tossed it to me. That would have been a little bit of a, oh, gosh, but no.
Well, it's good to know that at least in your family, she's on the up and up.
Hey.
That was a joke.
That was a cheap shot. That was a cheap shot on Christmas Day, no less.
I know. I feel bad now.
And I got a bottle of Patron tequila.
Ooh, from
how
whom?
How you doing? From my sister, brother-in-law.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think there's ulterior motives there, too.
Well, you're just awfully cynical for someone who's had such a wonderful Christmas.
They figure they send you a fifth of vodka and you'll be too drunk to come up and see them. You won't be able to drive.
Anyway, I'll have to get some lemonade to mix my tequila.
Oh, gotcha.
I like
lemonade.
Tequila and lemonade.
Yes.
Yeah, well, great combination.
Well, it's a dangerous combination, too.
Oh, that too.
Because all you think you're drinking is lemonade.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, these are great. What do you mean I've had eight?
Yeah. What have you been doing today? Nothing but just drinking some lemonade.
It would have been fun to slip a little tequila in Barney and Andy's lemonade as they're rocking on the porch after Sunday dinner.
I suspect that Barney had a little moonshine in his. I just think he probably did. And I know Aunt Bee did.
And Andy Griffiths, he just had his spiked with a whole lot of anger.
Andy was full of love.
Homespun. Uh-huh.
He was homespun.
And welcome and Merry Christmas to Green Beasley. Welcome to the chat room.
Yeah. Hola, Green Beasley. Glad you could join us.
Mm-hmm. Anything from your childhood that really stands out, Jay?
Oh, you know, we had some pretty big Christmases. Well, when I was a kid, of course, my parents were divorced. So we had the, Christmas at Dad's, Christmas with Mom, Christmas at Nana Creta's, my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
So we had multiple Christmases.
So you like had three Christmases.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
you're 37% of the way to being a Jew.
Yeah. 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 We would go over there, and Dad Christmas would usually be the weekend
mm-hmm.
before or after Christmas, and then we would spend Christmas there with Mom and. Christmas Eve, we would always gather around here at the tree with the alternating lights, the flashing lights,
yeah.
around, and we'd turn out the lights or turn down the lights and have the tree lights flashing, and Mom would read "Twas the Night Before Christmas," and then she would read "The Littlest Angel,"
aww.
And we would sing Christmas carols, and it's very Norman Rockwell-ish.
Wow.
Very, yeah, yeah, very, very homey, and of course there was the midnight services down at the Methodist Church, the
mm-hmm.
candlelight service down there. We'd go down there and
being a Methodist,
they kept it pretty quick and got on through it.
I was going to say, I bet that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, there would always be the. There was always somebody, the daughter of somebody, one of the football coach or the school principal or somebody who would get up there and butcher Ave Maria for us. And,
mm-hmm. and they kept it very businessman-like.
Yeah, and and of course, the preacher would get up and we would do the standard Methodist, the read and response and then sing a couple of hymns, so light the candles and everybody would shake hands. We used to give each other a hug, but that's a little too much personal interaction there. And dance with everybody and wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and we'd be out of there.
Well, if he gave everyone a hug, there might be, evil thoughts.
Inappropriate hugging going on.
Exactly. I'll tell you what. I didn't give my family, big major presents. I gave them all a box of candy and a couple lottery tickets. But my cards this year were a big hit because I personalized them. And the best one was my niece, who, oh my God, Jay, here's when you know you're getting old. I still think of my niece as 12 years old. She's going to be 35 this year. And she is the offspring of a very evangelical born-again mother, and she married a Jew this year.
Sweet.
Well, not if you live in their household, but...
But it's fun to sit back and watch.
Well, yeah, and my Christmas card to them said, Harry or Merry Christmonica. Huh? Huh?
Clever. Clever.
I know. I didn't know how it would go over. But when I got to my brother's last night, he was the first one to shake my hand, and he said, thanks for the shout out.
Just a little acknowledgement is all he asked for.
Of course, that was all erased when my 17-year-old son said to me, aside, of course, he doesn't look like a Jew. Oh, boy.
God. He doesn't look like Woody Allen. Well, Dana wants to know if we're almost done because she needs more vodka. Dana, go ahead and get more vodka because we're not done. Exactly. Call in. It's Christmas.
You can
I got a Christmas card.
Dana, you still have 2 minutes to call in at 661-244-9852.
Okay, well, Jeanette says she is not making excuses. It says I'm being mean. I would never want to be mean on Christmas Day. So
I don't know what that means. Mean to us?
No, I'm being mean to her.
Oh.
I don't want to be mean because I'm not a mean guy.
No, you're not. Although I find it fascinating that one evangelical bigwig, Neil Vermillion, emails me and unfollows you.
Yeah. I don't. Again, it's Christmas Day, so I'm not going to say anything here. But he did unfollow me, and it was hurtful.
He liked my Hanukkah song.
Sure, he did. That's just wonderful. Congratulations on your close friendship with Neil.
He's going to take us to the top, Jay.
I guess so.
In spite of you.
I'm sure he would come on the show if I wasn't around. Tough break.
No, he still wouldn't because he'd won his questions in advance.
Right. All right. Well, we're down into the final 50 seconds of the live stream. If anybody's going to call in, they better do it quick-like.
Uh-huh. Tick-tock, tick-tock. I put that on a Christmas card. One of my brothers, who I got a weather forecasting kit when I was a kid. It had a working anemometer and barometer and all this and wind vane and all that. He took all the parts without my permission. He was in college, and he made some art project out of it. I put on his Christmas card this year, I remember when I was 13 and you stole, without asking, my weather kit and made some artsy thing out of it. So I said, I haven't forgotten. And then it says,
that's right.
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
All right. Well, we're in the after show, I guess. Dana couldn't work up the nerve to call in.
Either that or she couldn't get the cap off the vodka bottle.
Yeah, well, that happens. I got a Christmas card from her. So that was nice of her. Yeah.
I didn't get anything from her.
Well. I got a Christmas card from a few people.
Did you really?
Yep. And I got a...
Why don't you tell me so I can go back on my list of people who used to like me.
I was going to say, I did get a Christmas card from a couple of people who you probably don't interact with anymore.
Oh, come on, lay it on me. This will be fun.
No. I got a Christmas... No, really just one person.
But who?
She resides in the desert, and she's
what?
Not a desert rat.
Oh,
lives out there in.
Oh God! Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. See, I knew that wouldn't faze you at all. It'd be, oh, yeah, whatever.
I would be hurt on the other one.
Oh no! She didn't. I didn't hear a thing from her for Christmas.
I know she's been. She's been a little reclusive.
Yep, been busy.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a card from my friend Cora in the Netherlands. Shout out to Cora. And the card was in Dutch, but I kind of figured out what it said. And I got a Merry Christmas message this morning from
mm-hmm.
Sweet Pea, who is in Rome, Italy.
Oh, that's right.
So shout out to Sweet Pea. And while I'm doing shout outs here, which I guess I should have done when we were in the live stream, but anyway, I want to send, of course, a shout out to my BFF, to Warrior Cat, who had to work today. Christmas Day, which is a bummer, but the babies need her.
That's
down
right.
There at the neonatal intensive care unit. The babies are in need of somebody to take care of them, and she's the one who will do so. So.
That's good. Doing God's work.
Yes, she is. All right. So I guess we talk more about Christmas memories. We'll keep this positive. Try to get it positive again after you tried to bring it down. talking about Neil.
Well, you know what would bring the conversation back up, don't you, Jay?
What?
It's time.
Well, wait, here we go. Here comes the music. Tea break with Shmoop.
Hey, sweetheart, how are you?
How you doing, oh,
I'm
baby?
Fine. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Shmoopalicious. You having a good Christmas?
Yeah, got the whole day off. This is great. Matt's actually got the day off, which is unusual.
Yeah, it's surprising.
Yes, no kidding.
Thought slave driver Mike would try to open up today.
Well, that was Matt's suggestion last year, and they didn't do very much, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, at least he paid him, so that's cool.
Yeah. Well,
I hear you, you got a Kindle?
Got a Kindle.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. It's in there charging up right now, so I can I can get on Amazon and find some... cool stuff to read.
You're talking about porn, right?
But,
was that a yes?
No. Watch porn, read regular stuff. No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
Are you there? Hello? Say?
Yeah?
Did you hit something?
No, I did not. Back.
I'm here. I can hear you.
Are you there now? Jay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
What happened?
I never went away. I could hear you the whole time.
Well, you're talking to Matt now.
I know. I can hear Smooth, though.
Oh, my goodness. It's a Christmas miracle. I think BTR tried to cut us off, and it was staved off or something.
Well, anyway. So that was Smooth. That was Peabody with a Smoop. And that went smooth.
As it always does. Ooh, I'll tell you what. Put up a little Merry Christmas thing today, and guess who I got a Merry Christmas back from, Jay?
Who?
Janine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was laying a Christmas beat down on her in Words with Friends last night.
I've been away from that for a while, and on purpose, too.
Yeah, I don't remember what word it was, but I hit a big word.
I'm sure
word
it was something you looked up.
No, it was probably something that was used against me at some point.
Mm-hmm.
When you've got like 17 games going at once, you know. You find all kinds of weird words. And anyway, she decided to delete that game and start a new one.
Oh, she's one of those.
That's because she beat me in the previous game.
Really? I
haven't
yet to beat you.
I know. You should have beat me in the last game we played, though. You held on to that J till the very end and ended up costing yourself those points.
Well, I'm not into that wacky world of non-Scrabble playing like you people.
Well, you can have your principles and lose, buddy.
And I will.
You can be like Michael Dukakis and you can lose with dignity.
Thank you. And look where it's gotten him.
Exactly.
At least I'm not married to Kitty.
That's true.
Schmoop only drinks grain alcohol, not wood alcohol.
All right. So, anyway, as we were talking about Christmases,
yes.
I've spent Christmas in a number of different places over the years.
Do I want to know?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I did Christmas a few times in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Really?
A little Cajun Christmas action going on there.
Hmm.
And I did Christmas in Pensacola one year.
Really?
And we had to come back 2 days early from what we were planning because there was they were predicting bad weather, and we got back, and the next morning we had a massive ice storm. Knocked power out for days. If we hadn't come back early, we would have been in all kinds of trouble.
Hmm.
Well, as much trouble as being stuck in Pensacola. Because, you know, like, can't get into town. Well, I guess I'll go to the beach.
You got a party with Joe Scarborough.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, there's a dead body in your office.
I'll go back to the ice storm.
And of course, like I said, I did Christmas in Dayton, Ohio one year. It snowed.
You are a lucky man.
Yeah, it snowed. It was brutally cold. And that's it.
Okay.
And we've done Christmas in Little Rock and Christmas over in Yellowville, Arkansas, of course.
Of course.
At Grandma's.
I'll never forget one Christmas. It actually wasn't Christmas yet. but my girlfriend came up to Bowling Green to get me, to take me home for Christmas break. And a waka waka. We were drinking the Blue Nun. Everything is great. We hop into bed. I plug in the Christmas lights, and it shocked the hell out of me to where it threw me out of bed. And I was like flapping like a fish on the floor there for about, I don't know, 5 seconds.
Wow, that's pretty exciting.
I mean, that's something you'll never forget.
No. Christmas memories.
Uh-huh.
All right. I always remember going over to when we would do Christmas over at Dad's, which was always fun because Dad gave everybody cash.
Good man.
Yeah, exactly. And he would always do a big prime rib on the grill dinner.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And, you know, it'd be perfect. It'd be nice, you know, pink and just perfect, just juicy prime rib. And my stepsisters would just smother it in ketchup.
You know, that's unacceptable.
Because they had no social graces whatsoever. And probably still don't.
No.
Yeah. Oh, and I got a BB gun for Christmas one year. Just like,
did you really?
Ralphie. Yep, not it wasn't a Red Ryder, it was just but it was a pump BB gun, shotgun thing. And made by Daisy right there in Rogers, Arkansas, up until the late 90s when they closed up and went to Mexico. Thanks Bill Clinton and NAFTA.
The only thing I hate Bill Clinton about.
I know. Yeah, you and Mom, both of you. But yeah, they used to make all the Daisies guns and stuff right there in Rogers. Huge plant. I don't know. I think it just sits empty now. A monument to what was once a great country.
You know what I think I'm going to do as a public service? It's 1:45 our time. I bet there are 12 cars backed up at the beer mine waiting for that back door to open.
I bet they are.
Some of them weeping. I know they'll open. I know they will.
And you should go by, wave at them, and then just keep on walking.
Oh, no, I'm going to go in the front door, get my shit, write it down, and then leave.
Just be sure to wish them a Merry Christmas, though.
Oh, I will.
just zip up right past them, park, run in the front door. Yep, that'd be great.
I'll drive by each and every one of them and give them the finger like I'm, you know, the index finger, like, one minute, let me open.
Get out of the car and give them that, you know, hold on, look, you know.
Hold on, I'll be right there.
Hold on.
And I could tell them, if you listen to the show in archives, I'll take your order. I'll tell you what I got, Jay. This is nice. One of my sisters, the oldest of the family, who's 65, because I'm the last of nine, she replicated a bunch of old pictures of my dad when he was in the Navy during the war.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. These things are classic.
Great.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah.
Wonderful. Hey, you know, when you run down there to the beer mine and you go in and get your stuff and you come back out, as you drive past them, say, left something at home, be right back.
Gotcha.
All right, we got 5 seconds left, so Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you and your mom, Jay.
Merry Christmas.
All right, pal.
Merry Christmas, Shmoop.